Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Debbie Guy-Giesch, the Chief Revenue Officer for the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to Ignite, a demand generation series devised just for the B2B marketer. This innovative series gives you tips, techniques, ideas, and methodologies that you can apply immediately to help improve your demand generation efforts. This week, I'm doing this call live from the Online Marketing Summit in beautiful San Diego, California. And the hot topic here, without question, is absolutely social media. What is it? How can I use it as a marketer? And how is it changing my world as a marketer? That's why I'm so pleased to have with us today Michael Thomas of Neighborhood America. And let me tell you a little bit about Michael. Michael is currently the director of CRM and social strategy for Neighborhood America. And prior to being with Neighborhood America, Michael co-founded CRM Essentials and is also currently president of the CRM Association. Michael has an incredibly deep background in technology that helps revolutionize business, having worked with ADP, Oracle, and PeopleSoft. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
Well, it's just a pleasure to have you here. As I said, I'm in San Diego today at the Online Marketing Summit, and this is actually the 11th event that we've done in the past 3 months, and we've had a chance to meet over 2,000 marketers. And without question, the hot topic, I know it's a lot of people, and without question, the hot topic Michael, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna take it from, because this is being recorded again, so we can just stitch it together. You know what? Just let me do the whole introduction over again. That's probably just going to be a whole lot easier. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. We'll see how good we can get it this time. I'll try to stay in one place. Okay.
All right.
This is Debbie Guy-Giesch, Chief Revenue Officer of the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to Ignite, the demand generation series for education for the B2B marketer. This innovative series brings to you tips, techniques, and methodologies that help you build a better demand generation competency within your company and have a bigger impact on revenue immediately. This show today is live from the Online Marketing Summit in San Diego. This is the 11th Online Marketing Summit that we have done over the summer. We've had the opportunity to interact with over 2,000 marketers. And I will tell you that the single hottest topic to go out and talk to marketers today is all around social media. That's why I am so very pleased to have as our guest today Michael Thomas, who is the Director of CRM and Social Strategy for Neighborhood America. And if you guys don't know very much about Neighborhood America, you need to go look them up. They are one of the coolest vendors, coolest solutions for social networking on the planet today. But let me tell you just a little bit about Michael. Michael is also co-founder of CRM Essentials and has a great background in understanding CRM and companies be successful with CRM. Michael is also currently the national president of the CRM Association. And the one thing that has been a constant across Michael's 20-year career is focusing on technology that helps impact the business. Having worked with companies like ADP, Oracle, and PeopleSoft, Michael is a master at knitting together people, process, and technology to make the biggest impact possible on the business. Michael is also a frequent speaker, and so, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
Well, it's just such a pleasure. Huh?
You make me sound old.
No, you're not old. He's very, very, very young. I will say that. Michael's also a good friend of mine. But as I was talking about earlier, you know, the hot topic is social media. And so that's one of the reasons why, again, I was very happy to have Michael. So, Michael, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about Neighborhood America and just the value proposition that your solution brings.
Okay, well, Neighborhood America, really, the story had a lot to do with how this country has been able to communicate and change, and that's by just having a public voice and people, you know, one voice is not as strong as many. You know, our roots go back to helping government, municipalities make decisions on where to put things, land reforms, things like that. And then 9/11 came around, and we were very instrumental in powering the Imagine New York, where people could decide what would happen at the space where the World Trade Center was at, and also the Flight 93 Memorial. So it was pretty much started that way, Debbie, of giving people a voice to collaborate online from many different places, many different venues. And that's probably more into the commercial component.
And what a great way to start with such a huge need that we had at that time for people to communicate. And so where is Neighborhood America today?
Gosh, you know, we're all over the place, but I will tell you this, a couple of success stories. Yeah, we focus on helping companies to expand their current website, right, by using social media tools. And, you know, one thing that you probably know for a fact is it's a part of a marketing program. It's not the marketing program. It's a conscious effort to put all those pieces together. And so what we do is work with a number of companies like our most famous client, Scripps TV. They came to us. Their main purpose of coming to us was they wanted to get more ads in front of people. So we developed a site to where people could remodel their homes, bedrooms, garages, whatever, and people would vote and rate them. And that, you know, every time they clicked on to do it, there would be a new ad, whether it was from a Home Depot or Lowe's or Valspar. And that created that, and it was a lot of buzz around it, and the success story around it, other than the site becoming very popular, Now there is a Rate My Space TV show that was developed from that website. So the people said, hey, this is great. We want to take it even farther.
Michael, I've seen it. I've actually been on Rate My Space, and I've also seen the TV show. I'm a big HGTV junkie, and I had no idea that that was all built and powered by Neighborhood America.
Yes, it's a big thing about people, process, and technology that you mentioned, Debbie. We've had many discussions in the past about this, but yes, we're a technology company, but we preface that technology with a strategy. And you know, anybody can go sell a blogging component or a forum or video or whatever, but if you don't understand why and how you're going to measure it and how you're going to integrate it into your current marketing system, it's just going to be just like CRM in the past, technology before people in process, it will fail.
So that kind of leads me to my next question, Michael, and that is, we've been playing around with social media and social networking tools for really, I would probably say, 2-3 years, kind of in a major way. What have we learned from our early experiments as marketers with social media?
Well, I think we learned that you're doing more precision targeting as you were as before, with more of a shotgun effect. Now you're more precision, and I tell you what, marketers have a very short span of to do the right thing and get a return quickly on it. And so what people are trying to do is to embrace their audience, you know, B2C, to find out what they like, learn from it. I mean, take for instance Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble, by the year 2011, 50% of their R&D for their new products will come from their community. So that's one way to create noise and best ideas, best practices by doing that. And so it's a new way to engage, because the world has changed. The internet has changed everything. It's a great equalizer. People have a voice. They're going to either talk about you outside of your world, or they're going to talk about you inside of it. You have to decide.
I think that's that's great lessons that we've seen as people have begun to use these tools in an early way. One of the things and examples that you've mentioned so far have really been focused on B2C. And clearly we see B2C companies who are really first to market using these tools because, again, having access to the people that buy their products means everything to them. But what is social media and those tools, what kind of implications does it have for the B2B marketer?
Well, I think when you think about it, B2C is definitely always leads the way, but then you're not only talking about customers, you're talking about partners, you're talking about stakeholders, you're talking about internal. And let's take, for instance, an internal social network utilizing social media. You know, with the baby boomers getting older, you know, human intellectual capital is walking out the door. If you can share that within your organization, right, keep that there, solve problems within your organization, discuss them out, that human capital stays in-house. So, and then if you have a partner network, you can collaborate with your partner better at sharing leads or new developments of your product, new marketing techniques to help them become successful and be advocates for your product. So B2B is growing just as strong. I mean, people don't want to put their company information out on a Facebook or a MySpace. Those are great places for certain things, but definitely not, you know, meant to be for business interactions.
Those are great points, and I know that I actually have a client, and we were working with them on demand generation, and then we found out kind of accidentally that they had in beta an online community for their global customers. And their customers in a customer loyalty survey had said, we want to share, we want tips and tricks on the space that we're in, you're the leader in it, you know, how can you bring that to us? So,
right.
And the marketing team really didn't think to tell us that they were in beta with an online community that had so many of the elements that we talk about in social media. And when we found that out, it really changed our entire marketing plan. Because, again, the credibility, the knowledge, the sharing. I mean, can you imagine if, for example, a supply chain company and you have global clients, Fortune 500 clients all over the world, and they would like to understand best practices. And if you had a rate my best practice type of approach in an online community where people could take a look at it, rate it, and then give you feedback on it, I mean, how powerful would that be? So to your point, an example of what it might look like for the B2B marketer.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, too. If you think about it, you know, when I purchase an electronic gadget, or even if I'm picking out a book or music, what do we all look at? We look at the ratings, right? What other people think about it. Other people like us. And why not, you know, why not do that for any type of business? I mean, people have to be, you know, you don't want it all coming from the company because, of course, it's going to be, you know, tailored, right? But if you get your customers saying these, and you want them to say it, good, bad, and indifferent, because they're going to say it about you anyway. If it's bad, at least you can do something about it. But if you don't know it, it's out there in the webosphere. You know, it's out there, and you can't, there's no damage control around that.
Well, I mean, you make an excellent point. Quite often when I'm talking to B2B marketers, sometimes they're a little hesitant to set up an online community where their customers can have free exchange of ideas. But it's like I tell them, I said, they're talking about it anyway. And if you can build an online social community where they can really share their ideas and best practices and it helps them drive their business, then your credibility and the potential that you're going to get that next piece of business, not only that, but, you know, to your point, just like in a B2C company, in a B2B company, if you're monitoring online conversations around how they're using your product, you can make adjustments to your product. And again, I've talked to many B2B companies who are actually using online communities as a great way to say, here's where our product roadmap is going. So I think that's that those are all excellent ideas.
Well, Debbie, here's something for you, all right? Went to the Gartner conference about 2 weeks ago, right? CRM Gartner conference. Everybody was talking about social media, but here's a point that I have that I think you really could probably speak to. I know you're supposed to be interviewing me, but I got to get something too, right? So people are saying, how do we figure out when in the CRM world, if we're using a social community, how do we figure out when we know they're ready to buy or when it's going to be a lead or looking at that kind of behavior, you know, clicks, that kind of analytics? That's what people are trying to figure out now, and that's where I think your skill set and what you guys do is going to be very key in the next year, because people, if you don't know what they're doing and then know how to turn it into a lead, and it's not going to work. It's just, you know, people are clicking and looking, but you don't know what it's telling you.
Exactly. You have to be able to knit that together. Again, just an excellent point. And again, this one company I talked about, you know, their clients working in their online community, there will be a lead generation, a big lead generation impact that comes from that. But it will be done in a very sophisticated way. It will not be done in an annoying way. And, you know, we're very excited about being able to take, you know, the idea, at least just one small aspect of social media and tying it into a lead generation program. I had another question. I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, going online, but what about mobile? What's going on with mobile?
Gosh, mobile is just as hot. Think about, you know, to go when they said mostly advertising were going to be on the computer, right? Desktop, people laugh. Look at it now. Now the third screen is the mobile. Yes.
Michael, I think you dropped off.
Are you there?
Yep, I can hear you now. Tell us about mobile.
Okay. You want me to start over?
Michael?
Yes.
Hello?
You there, Debbie?
Hello, Michael?
Hello?
Michael? Hello, Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Let me ask you the question again. So
we're
having a mobile conversation right now. So tell us about the impact of mobile devices and kind of where that's going with social media. Okay.
Maybe.
I can't hear you, but if you stay on, we can. Wait a minute, I can't. Let's try it now.
Dial in again?
Yeah, start again on mobile media.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't hear a word you're saying. Michael?